All right, on this Monday morning, get ready. Next month is what is being billed as the biggest snack competition in America, and it's coming to Port Huron. It's the my new favorite snack competition. Here to tell us about it, we talked about this earlier in the summer from All-Star Services, John Holden. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We talked about this when it was first launched a few months ago.
Yes, we did.
Search was on across the state for snacks, and boy, did you get them.
Boy, did we get them. You know, I was just telling you off air, I love doing hard things, right? I trained jiu-jitsu. I got three little boys at home. You know, I love being doing hard stuff and challenging, but holy cow, was this way harder than I imagined it was going to be. We got 50 entries from all over the state, and then I had to whittle those 50 entries down to 20 with my team. And we're talking, we got excellent snacks from all over the place, hitting every category, be it healthy or indulgent, baked goods. I mean, this was an insane process, but we got down to our 20. I'm really happy with the final 20 that we have. And I think anyone that comes to the event on Saturday, September 17th at Vantage Point is going to be blown away at the quality of snacks that we have here as Made in Michigan products.
You got entries that were from established companies that you had heard of before, and entries from mom and pop companies that nobody's heard of
before. That's exactly it. I mean, we got some of the, you know, some of the big dogs. I'm going to throw one out there is Dave's Sweet Tooth Toffee. They're a pretty well-established up-and-coming company here in Michigan. They are one of our finalists. And, you know, they've got great packs. Packaging, they've really got this down pretty well, but they still fit the criteria. And so that was exciting to see. But then talking to the other end of the spectrum, the just moved into kind of the commercial space or still operating under Michigan cottage law, which is a very unique law that we have in Michigan that allows small food processors to be able to sell their product. So it's just been such a fun process talking to all of these different companies, hearing their stories, learning about their products. But the coolest thing was sampling all these products, right? So we got to sample over 50 different products and, again, had to select it down to 20. And just the innovation that we see in this space is mind-blowing. It's so much fun.
If you alone, John, had to choose the winner, is there a clear winner in your mind?
There's not. It kind of depends on what I'm looking for. You know, there are just so many different amazing snack foods that we have here made in Michigan. I mean, if you want to look at things that have a great cause behind them, we have companies like Mr. Leslie's Cheesecakes out of Lansing and Rising Hope Bakery out of Inkster. Mr. Leslie's Cheesecakes, I thought I hated cheesecake. There are three foods in this world that I really won't touch: Miracle Whip, carrot cake, and cheesecake, right? Went and met with Mr. Leslie because I didn't want him to have to drive all the way to Port Huron to deliver his cheesecake. Met him halfway, heard his story, what he does. He has a youth mentorship program in the Lansing area. He brings kids in, teaches them how to bake, how to make cheesecakes, packaging, retail, so on and so forth. And then he said, okay, you got to try my cheesecake. And I said, no, I'll let the rest of the team try that. And he goes, no, you got to try it. And I'll tell you what, I like cheesecake, or at least I like his cheesecakes, right? So that was really cool. Rising Hope Bakery is a group out of Inkster. They take women that have no current on-the-job training. Again, give them skills, give them an avenue to cook commercial products and sell them at a retail level so that they can continue to better themselves and their family. So just so many cool things. I mean, and then from a taste perspective, we almost had a fist fight in the office over Sherman's Tennessee Hot Crackers,
really?
Right out of St. Clair.
Oh, wow.
So good. Like, people were fighting over the last couple of crackers out of that bag. So, again, just so much fun and a great event to be a part of as a company.
So you've whittled it down from 50 to 20.
Yep.
What are the prizes here?
We got some serious prizes going out. So first and foremost is the fan favorite. That's going to be voted on by all the people in attendance. That's $1,000 cash for the fan favorite of the event. Then we have a judges panel of five judges who have been hand-selected by the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, by All-Star Services, and by the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce from all different industries, from both a local and a national scale. And those judges are going to select the top three winners. So third prize is going to take home $5,000. Second prize is going to take $15,000. And first prize is taking home $30,000 and a distribution agreement with All Star Services. So we can get their product out there to all the great people here in the Blue Water area, as well as all the other areas that we service in Michigan.
That's
so,
the golden ticket right there, isn't it?
That's what I like to think for sure. I mean, 30 grand's nice, but to work with me, that's it. You can't put a price on that. Can't put a price on that.
Well, and that distribution, too, and name recognition, that is really cool. So tell us about the event on September 17th.
It's going to be great. First and foremost, we ordered perfect weather for Saturday, September 17th at Vantage Point. So sun will be shining. It's not going to be too hot. No bugs. The water's going to be glistening and beautiful. We are excited for it. It's going to be at Vantage Point. So we're going to have a giant tent set up where all 20 finalists will each have a booth. Attendees for the event can purchase a wristband. You can buy them right now at bluewaterchamber.com, or you can buy them at the event. $10 for adults, $5 for kids. That wristband gets you entrance to the event, and you get one sample per wristband from each booth. So all of these companies have been told you have to sample your one product that you're in contention for my new favorite snack with. So you'll get 20 product samples, but also, again, we want to make this a great uplifting event for all the companies. So they are able to sell any of their products at a retail level from their booth, just like you'd buy it from a farmer's market. So it's going to be, there's just so much cool stuff. I'm beaming with excitement because some of these companies, you've never seen anything like this before. And to be able to put on an event and get them some additional exposure and get people from our area and hopefully all over the state to come and try it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's the cool thing, John, is we're going to have people from all over Michigan visiting Port Huron that weekend.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the companies that we have, the finalists represent Michigan as a whole. We even got finalists from the UP. I was really nervous. I wasn't sure if we were going to get one, but we've got UP. We've got the West Side, the center of the state. We've got local here. Dot's Candy Bar out of St. Clair is, she has this peanut butter chocolate bar. Oh, my gosh, it is to die for. So great representation of what our state has to offer. And just the innovation, creativity, and the risk that these companies have taken. And I really hope that we can all come together as a great community and a great state and promote these businesses till I'm blue in the face. You know,
September 17th at Vantage Point, that's the day that it all happens. What a cool event. What a great way to showcase these companies and the Blue Water area.
That's exactly it. I mean, we couldn't have picked a better spot for it. We're right on the water. And just, again, we live in one of the most unique cities in Michigan. We have such a great advantage with Lake Huron and the river right there. And this is just going to be so much fun for just constant positive promotion.
Where can people go for more information?
If you'd like, you can go to bluewaterchamber.com. There is a link to the My New Favorite Snack contest. That's MI for Michigan. You could also go to allstarservices.com. That's our website, and we have a banner link at the top where you can click for more information and to purchase those wristbands ahead of time. And if you think you're going to be going to the event, please do pre-register for a wristband so that I can tell these finalists how many samples they should be preparing. Should we prepare 500, 2,000, 3,000? I don't know. So it's a first-year event, a lot of unknowns, and just ton of excitement for the event itself.
You think you might do this again?
Boy, I hope so. I just hope, one, I hope I have a bigger team to help me with selections because that was really hard. And two, we want to do it, and we want to at least double the prize money. So we want to continue to grow and build this and really make it the premier nationwide snack contest. But again, keeping a good focus on Made in Michigan.
All right, good stuff. John, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very
much. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.